Alright guys, welcome back to another episode of the Brandon Show podcast. In today's episode, I am going to be talking about solutions to combat and prevent terrorism. Later on, I will give the top headlines that have made the news recently. Terror attacks have been becoming a huge problem in the 21st century, especially since 9/11. Today, a few solutions to prevent certain types of terrorism, the vehicular hijackings, and how to stop them for once and for all. And later, an interview with Peter Michel on his ideas and opinions to prevent terror. Also, a plane crash in China. The Brandon Show starts now. Since the discovery of terrorism in the medieval period, the campaigns and attacks are becoming more common as the world evolves. The attacks are also becoming more dangerous, especially since 9/11, where Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four airliners. Nearly 3,000 people died in that incident. Since then, new air travel laws have been put in place. However, those rules don't prevent pilots who are secret saboteurs in disguise trying to cause terror. On March 8, 2014, a Malaysian Airlines flight suddenly went missing. After further investigation, many aviation scientists believe the plane was hijacked and the head pilot turned off the mechanism that prevents passengers and crew from dying due to the high altitude. The pilot let the plane keep flying until it ran out of fuel and supposedly crashed a few hundred kilometers off the coast of Australia. To prevent planes from being flown into popular buildings, governments could impose laws that restrict where aircraft fly, like the law that prohibits planes from flying above Manhattan and the political buildings in Washington, D.C. Cities like Toronto, Ottawa, and London could make a specific route air pilots have to follow to prevent events like 9/11 from happening again. A security guard could stand on the plane checking in with passengers as they board to prevent them from bringing on any potentially dangerous item that somehow got past the security checkpoints. Pilots could also keep the cockpit door locked to prevent any passenger from breaking in while everyone is boarding and taking the plane for a joyride on the tarmac. To prevent pilots from committing hijacking crimes, all pilots could go through a lie detector test to see if they are safe to allow them to operate aircraft. With the new measures implemented, fewer civilians risk getting hurt. To prevent vehicle attacks, new barricades could be installed along busy and popular roadways and outside tourist attractions. The barriers would prevent attacks like the Toronto van attack in 2018 that killed 10 people. With more on this topic, I would like to introduce my guest for the day, Peter Michel, to get his ideas and opinions to try and stop vehicular and aerial hijackings. So, Peter, what are some ideas you believe could stop hijacking incidents?
Well, you know, Brandon, I think it's funny because you don't really hear a lot of people talking about hijacking, even though it's a very real problem in the world today. And a lot of hijacking incidents do happen. So I think one thing that could really, you know, lower the numbers and possibly stop a lot of hijacking would be to maybe implement severe prison sentences on the convicted felons, because then we could sort of deal with the problem, you know, possibly creating fear that you don't want to hijack.
All right. Yeah. All right. Do you believe it comes down to the governments of the countries to implement these new restrictions?
Well, yes and no. Yes, the governments, you know, have to have, you know, put laws in place and stuff to stop the hijacking, but also it's up to us as a nation to kind of stop the hijacking.
Okay. Do you think it is going to be hard for governments to stop vehicle attacks and hijackings?
It is, honestly. It's going to be pretty difficult because how do you keep a handle on all these people? Even with severe laws implemented and making longer prison sentences and maybe more security measures, it's still, you know, people are still going to slip through, people are still going to do it. But at least this will help us, you know, mitigate the numbers a good bit.
All right, we got to leave it there. That is Peter Michel on his opinions on how to combat terror attacks. New measures to combat vehicle attacks would be very useful because vehicles may not seem too dangerous, but they can be used as deadly weapons. That wraps up the discussion about preventing vehicle hijackings. Another solution for preventing terror attacks is boosting the amount of police and security around major tourist attractions, places of worship, and locations with large amounts of people. Following attacks in specific places like New Zealand and Paris, small security teams are usually deployed temporarily after the incident in other parts of the world. However, the guards are not protecting these attractions all of the time. With the new rules, police officers and security guards would rotate shifts at these places. Security checkpoints could also be implemented to check if anyone is carrying something dangerous at churches, schools, and other attractions. The security scanners would be very useful at schools and places of education in America to prevent school shootings, which have been on the increase in recent years. It is time for the other headlines of the day. A Boeing 737 China Eastern passenger plane has crashed in China. At least 132 people were on board the aircraft and are presumed to be dead. This is the worst plane crash to hit China in more than a decade. The China Eastern fleet of planes have been grounded following the crash. The FAA and TSB have agreed to help Chinese officials in the investigation process. The first black box has been recovered. A shooting at an Arkansas car show has left one person dead and 27 people injured. Edwin Lopez reports.
Authorities in Arkansas searching for answers after chaos erupted at a car show in rural Arkansas about 90 miles from Little Rock. People running for their lives amid the sound of gunfire.
The bottom line on this is just two individuals got in a gunfight. It was no mass shooting.
It's not the baby, bro.
People flagging down an ambulance, helping one victim to safety. The car show, part of a weekend event by a community foundation. Wallace McGeehee, one of the organizers, was there.
This had never happened with us in our event ever, you know, and just something like this to happen, man, it's a tragedy, you know, and we want to let everybody to know that we did this here for 16 years without a problem, you know what I mean? And we want our community to come back, be strong.
Again, you know, it's shocking. We have a small community, a farming community in Dumas, you know, 5,000 people. And then we have an incident of multi-victims. It's just, you know, you don't expect that from small town Arkansas.
Event organizers also posting on Facebook that this, quote, senseless violence needs to end. And police are still looking into what led up to that shooting. Edwin Lopez, ABC News, Atlanta.
At least six people are dead after a vehicle rammed into scores of pedestrians at a carnival in Belgium. The suspect was arrested by police, officials say. Although the incident was scary, it isn't an act of terror. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and NDP leader Jagmeet Singh have devised a plan where the NDP would vote with the Liberals in question period. The Liberals would follow through with some plans the NDP wanted to implement. This makes the Liberal minority seem like a majority. The new plan would also keep the current Liberals in power until at least 2025. There is a lot of concern about a new subvariant of COVID-19. The Omicron subvariant has been detected in Saskatchewan and is being blamed for multiple deaths over the past few weeks. This comes after China and Hong Kong saw a massive increase in cases over the past few weeks. CP Rail and the union have come to a deal, meaning all CP Rail workers can go back on the job. The first CP train went by the company's headquarters in Calgary early Tuesday. Last week, CP threatened to lay off 3,000 employees across the country if a deal wasn't made by Sunday at 12 a.m. The Labour Minister, Seamus O'Regan, wouldn't specify what the agreement was. One person has been injured after a train derailment in California. 13 Union Pacific lumber cars and three engines went off the rails near Colton, California. the TSB is investigating. Now to the Ukraine crisis. At least 8 people are dead after an airstrike hit a shopping mall in Kiev. The building was completely destroyed. This comes after U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed Russia used hypersonic missiles in several attacks in Ukraine. Now for the weather in Kenora for today, March 23rd, 2022. It is currently -3 outside, however, it is expected to heat up to +3 throughout the day. It is partly cloudy outside with 5 km/h winds. Today and tomorrow are pretty much the only warm days for at least until next Wednesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are expected to be a bit chilly outside with snow Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for next week. That wraps up the Brandon Show for today. Thank you for watching and have a good day.